Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Love Journey family. Good God morning. Ooh, hello, play a little rebel music this morning from Bob Marley to wake us up. Wake us up from the island of one love, baby, one love. Good morning, Love Journey family. I am Zakiya. And I am sitting in for the amazing Janine Ann Ingram, along with my co-host, Jackie Jack. Good morning, Miss Jackie.
Good morning. Good God morning, my beautiful Jamaican queen. I love that. Thank you.
Listen, and I'm saying, where is she? Bob is playing for a minute. He was calling you out, girl. He was calling you out.
Yes.
Had to play a little Bob for you today, babe girl. But how are you today?
I am super fantastic this morning. Thank you.
Yes, you are that. You are super fantastic, and as we all are, thank you once again for hanging out with me on the Love Journey, Inc. Inspiration Call as we are sitting in for our amazing Janine Ann Ingram, traveling queen. And today, Miss Jackie, we are excited because it is Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe with our wonderful Chastity A. Wells. Chastity's going to bring it to us today. And what is she going to be speaking from today, Miss Jackie?
Well, as you know, we are doing the book by Lisa Nichols, Abundance Now, Amplifying Your Life and Achieving Prosperity Today. And we are on the third C. And today we will be, your life assignment may not be related to your job or business. Wow. I believe that's what we're going to be picking up at today. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your life assignment. Oh, I love that.
Yes.
Your life assignment
may
not be related.
Yeah.
Go ahead, baby.
Mm-hmm. No, I was just saying, you know, Chastity, she does such a beautiful, amazing job. With the reading of the different books, you know, and she brings so much more clarity to it. You know, I absolutely love Chastity's energy that she has when she comes to the call each and every Friday with the tools that we can use in our life to amplify our life to achieve prosperity today. So thank you, Chastity A. Wells.
Yes, we do thank Miss Chastity for showing up and showing out. And I know the service of love that she's providing is right in alignment with God's purpose for her life. So we thank her so much for being here with us on the love journey. So, Miss Jackie, I am actually going to turn it over to you, darling, so you can pray us in with your magnificent and awesome prayers. So, over to you, Queen.
Thank you. Good God morning, family. Peace and blessings to you. And welcome once again to the Love Journey, Inc. I am Jackie Cradle. I will be lifting us up in prayer this morning. I thank each and every one of you who comes to the call, and thank you for all that you share with us. But in this right now moment, if we could just take a moment to center ourselves and just get focused so that we can be connected to the higher self that is within. And we're just going to take a few moments to take that moment to breathe. We're going to inhale through our nostrils and we're going to release it through our breath. And we're taking in those deep breaths and allow it to go down deep inside of us and so that we can get that connection, and we're going to release that breath through our mouth, and we're going to do it for three counts of vibration, and then we will release. We release. Okay, we're going to inhale. and release in the name of the Father. We inhale in the name of the Son. Release in the name of the Son. Inhale. And release in the Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning, God. Good God morning. Giving thanks and praise for this beautiful, blessed, love-filled day. Thanking you for this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall never see this day again. So in this day, we have the opportunity to create our soul's desire today, giving thanks and praise that we are the co-creator of our own destiny, of our life. God created us, and we get to co-create whatever it is that we desire for us today. So thankful and so grateful that we have the opportunity. We thank you for the breath of life. We thank you for all the functions of our organs. We thank you for the flow of blood in our veins and the heart pumping the flow of the blood through our veins and arteries. We give thanks and praise. We are thanking you and just so grateful to be here in this right now moment, everyone who is on the call this morning. We thank you for each and every one. Everything that they are doing on the planet today that is for the higher good for each and every one of us. We are so thankful and so grateful. We are thankful and grateful for everyone who's going to come to the call today, who's going to receive what was left here today, praying that they will be blessed by what we leave here today. We are so thankful and so grateful. We thank you for our leader on this call today. We thank you for Zakiya today. We thank you for everything that she has done, everything that she is doing, and everything that she continues to do. We are so thankful and so grateful that she showed up for us and just poured herself out to us in such a beautiful, loving, gentle, amazing way. So thankful and so grateful for your energy and for your divine presence. Thank you so very much for Zakiya. We thank you for Jackie as she showed up and it poured out herself as well. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We thank you for Janine and Ingram, Claudette Reddick, and for Mama Joy. We thank you that they have been a beautiful example of the Love Journey, Inc. We thank you for the journey that they took to Korea to be that embodiment of love, of peace, and that expression of God. We are so thankful and grateful for the seed that they planted there and just showered it with the love. We are so thankful and so grateful for the love that has been deposited there in Korea. We continue to lift up Zimbabwe as they go through their leadership, their change in leadership, praying for the nations, for the peace, for the love, for the commitment, for the coming together, the unity. We all have to come together because we are all making a difference, one person at a time. And we are thankful and grateful that we have this community here that is a part of the change for love, for peace, for unity. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, I invite and invoke your divine presence, your presence here on this line here, thanking you and praising you for everything that you are doing for us. I pray now for wisdom, for finances that you bless us with each and every day and the benefits that it is for, not just for us, but for everyone. Above all things, we just want to thank you for how we can prosper in our health for ourselves, for our soul to prosper with your help. We are prosperous. We are healthy. We are whole. We thank you because, Father God, the whole earth is yours and everything that is in it, and we are part of it. And so we are all yours, and we are so thankful and grateful that you trust us to be a part of this universe, to shower it with the love that is flowing within each and every one of us. We are so thankful. Father God, we pray for everything that you have called us to do, that we will continue to prosper in it, and that we be a blessing as we go out to and fro to one another, and continue to bless us richly as you add no sorrow to it at all. And we thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you, Father God, for Chastity A. Wells as she comes to us each and every Friday and sharing with us how that we can prosper, how we can grow, and how everything that Chastity is doing is in alignment for the unity, for the peace, for legacy. Everything that she is doing is for the higher good, not just for her, but for the entire planet. And we are so grateful and so thankful to have her in our community as we can learn and absorb and be in abundance in life. We are so thankful and so grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Most gracious divine Father God, as I leave today on this call, I leave your words from Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters, stores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Ashe, amen, and so it is.
Ashe, amen, and so it is. Ashe, ashe.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
Hey, I'd like to thank the Creator for giving me this gift. And I'd like to thank you for being the section of this gift. Because sometimes you feel like you're by yourself. And no matter what anybody ever thinks, what anybody ever thinks, I still get cold when it's cold. Hungry when I'm hungry. Miss my mama when we're away. Get tired. I'm a person. And I represent you. I'd like to dedicate this song to my baby in his life. Yeah, means mother. Why?
Now will your heart and soul say yes, yes? Will your spirit still say yes? God is saying, there is more that I require of thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your heart and soul say yes? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Will your spirit still say yes? If I told you what I really need from thee, would your heart and soul say the Lord, yes.
Be the glory. Good morning, good morning. Once again, family, Love Journey family, we welcome you to another amazing day of life and life abundantly. I am Zakia, co-hosting with my beautiful, amazing Jackie, Miss Jack Jackie.
Yes, yes, yes. I say yes.
Yeah, I say yes, yes. Well, when your soul can wake up in the morning and say yes, what a blessing. Thank you, God. Shekinah glory. Giving God the glory and the praise this morning. Thank you, Jackie, for an amazing prayer as always. Just have to breathe that because you know what? I'm looking out at the sunshine, and I'm opening up my arms, and I'm saying, yes, 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 yes to another day to be able to share some love on the planet today. And while we are waiting for Miss Chastity A. Wells, who's going to come on and share from The Abundance Now by Lisa Nichols, I wanted to read from The Science of Mind, November the 17th. And again, I don't know what the year is, but it's not this year that it was written. Science of Mind. And I guess it's 321-1, 321-2. Okay. Ernest Holmes. A sense of separation from good causes us to feel restricted, while a sense of our unity with good changes the current of causation and brings a happier condition into the experience. Everything in the physical universe is an effect and exists only by virtue of some invisible cause. Man's individuality enables him to make such use of the law as he desires. He is bound not by limitation, but by limited thought. The same power which binds him will free him when he understands the law to be one of liberty and not of bondage. The power within man can free him from all distasteful conditions if the law governing this power is properly understood and utilized. The law of mind, which is a medium of all action, is a law of perfect balance. The objective world perfectly balances the images within the subjective world. Water will reach its own level by its own weight and according to the same law. Consciousness will externalize at its own level by its own weight. Cause and effect are but two sides of the same thing, one being an image in mind and the other its objective condition. Here is the invariable rule for knowing how to treat. We can judge the subjective concept only by its objective effect. If everything a man does leads to confusion, we should treat to know that he is poised. The spirit is not confused over anything. If everything a man does turns out to be a failure, we must know that the spirit within him cannot conceive failure. What we put into the treatment will come out of it. More than we appear to put into it can come out of it, but not a different type. If I plant a watermelon seed, I will get a watermelon. But I will get a number of melons, and they will have a lot of seeds, which can produce more melons. So the thought is multiplicity, but never division. Treatment is a definite, conscious, concrete thing. There is intention in a treatment, and there should be a definite acceptance. Woo! All right, powerful reading from The Science of Mind. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, God. So we just want to give thanks and praise for that word today. I know it's a little deep, but you can always go back and listen to it again, or you can go to The Science of Mind and read it for yourself. So I am happy and blessed to be able to say that we have with us our amazing Miss Chastity A. Wells. We are going to be bringing her in, and we're going to be starting our Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. What you got to say about that, Miss Jackie?
I'm like, I'm at the table. I have my coffee. And I am ready. I have my book. I am ready for the conversation.
You are ready to learn and grow together with the family today. And I know Miss Chastity is going to be bringing us some good stuff, some good lessons today from Abundance Now. And here we go, Miss Chastity, lesson number one. Oh, I guess I need to turn this off.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act.
Oh, I'm just talking. I'm just crazy. I'm just talking on mute. Chastity A. Wells, we just need you to press the number one so we can bring you in. Everyone is waiting to hear what you are going to share with us today. Uh-oh. Oh, here she is. Okay, there we go. There we go.
Oh, hey, happy Friday.
Thank
you so much. I definitely received it. I was over here jamming, y'all. I was like, hey, happy Friday, y'all. I was like, y'all jamming with me? And nobody said that. And I was like, hello? Nobody jamming with me? And then you just started talking again. I was like, oh, that's right. I put the press one. I didn't forget about the simple things. Lord have mercy. I'm too pumped dancing to the song, honey.
You was waking us up this morning. Wake us up. Welcome, welcome. We love you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, ladies, for just setting the stage and just being just, your spirit just being so pure and just ready this morning. I definitely do receive it, and I'm excited to be here. I am Chastity A. Wells. I will be bringing us into our book and going over this great book that is absolutely life-changing for many of us, and I know especially for myself, Abundance Now, which is by Lisa Nichols and Janet Switzer. I guess we should be giving her shout-out here and there, right? But this book really is about amplifying your life and achieving prosperity today. I mean, family, we have covered so much ground book already. We have covered so much ground, and I don't know how y'all feeling, but I would really love to hear how people are feeling as we're going through this book. What are we applying? Are you applying the steps, or are you just kind of checking it out? And that's all good. I ain't really, I mean, if the Holy Spirit step on your toes, you know, that's between you and spirit. But the reality is this book really has transformative power, and I believe every book that we have the opportunity to talk about on Friday has that power, but we have to be willing to do the work and jump in and really be engaged in it, really be engaged in. That's what I love about Lisa Nichols' book,
and how it's actually been able to transform my life, because it takes us from just whining about everything, ladies, to us really applying some things. So let's recap real quick on where we had left off last week, okay? And last week we talked about we were beginning with the third E. Can you believe it? We had made it to the third E, which is engagement in your work and for more than financial reward. But I do want to remind us the importance of where we left off with our previous chapter, with understanding that our relationships need to be solid and that we really do need to have very fulfilling relationships, because it's our loved ones that bring enchantment into our abundant life. So it's really important that we have enchantment with our work, our career, and our business in order for us to move on to the next phase of our lives. And we are officially in Chapter 4. We kind of touched on it a little bit last week, but this week I really am just ready to dive all the way in and bring out these nuggets and really bring out some of the things that stood out to me in this chapter for us all to be able to talk about and really be able to start preparing ourselves for this week ahead. Some people may be on Thanksgiving break, so praise God for you. If you're a teacher, we thank you so much for your service, serving our children. But this is definitely something for us all to really be thinking about. Whether you have a short week next week or whatever is going on, we really need to understand the engagement in our work for more than financial reward. Lisa opens us up in this chapter, and she says, success is not defined by your bank account balance, your career title, or your impressive possessions. Success is defined by how deeply you love and are loved, how freely you give and receive from others. Now listen to that, ladies, how freely you give and receive from others, and how continuously you live in your passion. That is the new definition of success. If you have ever worked a whole day through being paid well, immerse yourself in something fun and exciting where the day flew by and the next morning you wanted to get up and do it all over again, that was a day where you were in your right livelihood. This part I really love that she brought up. With our work consuming at least 8 hours, and for most people it's like 10 or more, right? Getting this part of our abundant life right is critical, ladies and gentlemen. It's critical. It's really critical because this is really a huge part of our day and of our lives. But more than that, because our work defines us, it contributes to our identity and figures prominently in our social circle and professional relationship we choose. I want to help ensure that you are enthusiastically engaged in your life assignment that's been prepared for you through the divine plan. And so that's what we're about to open up with and really start talking about and understanding the importance of living your God-sized dreams, living your God-sized life, being on purpose, being in alignment with what God called you to do to this planet. Heavenly Father, I just really just thank you for this opportunity for us to be able to go into this today, God. I pray that whoever has an ear to hear, let them hear, God. I pray anybody on the line that is still kind of skeptical, that you send your spirit in just to minister to their heart, God. And I just thank you for this opportunity to be able to serve. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. So I just kind of moved into what my spirit is allowing me at this time, because at this time more than ever, I continue to move into my God sphere of what I'm supposed to do. And if I'm to pray in that moment, I do that no matter, even if it's different than what I normally do. So you have a life assignment that commands your time, your talent, and your treasures. Our life happens in stages or in seasons, family. This is especially true for our working years as we move from early jobs to professional advancement to possibly owning a business to working or building. Our pointed out in here that I thought was absolutely important is you can listen to your intuitive self. Your intuitive self is that pull in your belly that draws you towards a specific passion, such as working with children, educating others, advocating for the environment, or helping seniors. It may pull you towards music or travel, writing, or art. It may even beckon you towards innovative new technologies, developing a part of your business, or stepping into management at your workplace. It might call you to start a family, volunteer a charity, or become active at your church mission project. But here's the thing. Whatever it is, whether career-related or something outside your professional life, your life assignment is something you naturally feel in your soul. And like a magnet, it will continue to draw you towards it, whether you respond or not. Now, I actually highlighted this in a chapter because I actually was ministering to someone just this week, talking to them about that, that you could repackage it, you could keep playing with your gift or whatever you want to do, but the way that the Holy Spirit is set up and the way that God is moving in this day and age, here in 2017, realize 2017 is over with, family, and this time has flew past. I'm sure we all can attest how fast we remember this year going fast for us, and that's because Spirit is moving that much faster, and it's drawing our gifts to the surface. You're going to get more and more and more uncomfortable. And I'm just speaking and testifying from my own personal experience. It's either you do what you're called to do and stop being uncomfortable, or you'll continue, like Lisa even said, it will continue to draw you near it. Now, that's a life of hell. Now, I don't know why you would choose to continue to do that. But let's talk about some of the things that may be playing in your mind, because I understand. I've been there too, where you think it's just not the right time. You're scared to do it. You're trying to figure it all out. Let's talk about those different things, right? Because it really is important that we move into that. Now, Lisa brought up here that a lot of books tell us that we should strive to turn our hobby and our passion into our career or business, and it'll be like us living our joy. We've all heard that before, right? But what I loved about Lisa is she didn't agree with that. And I was like, why don't you agree with that? But what I love that she highlighted here is the need to make money from our hobby or passion is what really makes it so enjoyable, that we don't need to make money from it. We just do it because we absolutely love it. So the reality is, she pointed out, is you don't have to pursue your passion as a business or a career. In fact, it may be that your job, peep this, family, it may be that your job or your business will not include your passion or calling at all. Instead, your life assignment may be a labor of love you give to the world, to your family, or to your local community, or to a specific group of like-minded people. Ah, the love journey, right? Making your hobby or passionate pursuit a simple outlet simplifies things tremendously for you. This kind of life assignment based on your passion allows you to pursue it, if you wish, less than an exciting career that becomes merely the steady, solid financial support you need. Lisa goes on to say she thinks that many people make the mistake of believing that if their business is technical, traditional, or dull, it is not tied to a huge social cause, which just simply isn't true. But remember that your job or your business could be a major investor in making your amazing future. And that was really the point that I really wanted to draw out here, is because a lot of times people, and I hear it all the time, but people will say, I'm ready to leave this job. Oh, girl, I'm ready to leave this job. I need to go ahead and get full time and work on my own business or whatever the case may be. And all I'm saying is that's the furthest from the truth. That's the furthest from the truth, right? As a person who went into something like that, I think that's just the most backwards way of thinking, financially feasible, and it's not mature. It's not a mature thinking, because you're taking your family with you and you're jumping off of a bridge, and it's not financially feasible most of the time, family. So let me read this, because I really want you to understand it's not for you to do that all the time in everyone's case. Your job, okay, your job or your business could be a major investor in your amazing future. It could provide the financial means for you to pursue your true life work and give you the freedom to pursue your calling without the stress or regret. Because can we all agree, if we're not able to pay those bills, or you get an eviction notice, or your lights get cut off, that's going to cause some type of stress in your life? Like, let's stop being all deep and spiritual for a minute and let's really talk. That type of financial burden will cause stress. If your assignment requires you traveling to a third world country to work where women and children, with women and children, that's great. Accumulate your vacation time and take 3 weeks off, family, letting your job finance the work that you plan to do. That's what I love about Lisa. She gives us absolutely practical steps, like stop looking at your job like it's such a burden to you. That's a lie. Don't allow your mind to trick you into a situation that's going to be more financially disastrous for you. Utilize every single thing that you have before you, whether it's putting more money to the side with you working at your job to prepare for your future, whether it's working in a ministry or if it's working with children, whether it's working, whatever you feel like God is calling you to do, saving all the endangered snakes, go for it. But use your job to start saving some money to prepare for that thing, to prepare yourself for it, because it's not all glitter and gold all the time. Many times it can be feast or famine, and most people don't have that faith muscle built up to go from feast and famine just that quick many times. So this was really a powerful aha for me, and I have to speak it in this capacity, because even with me training agents and getting people licensed in the insurance industry, the first thing people want to do as soon as they see a decent check is quit their job. And I absolutely do not agree with that. I won't ever co-sign on anything like that, because I understand how it is being self-employed. You can go from feast to famine really quick. It's about learning. It's about developing that muscle, right? So, though we live in an either-or world, I want to invite you to consider the and the possibility. Working at a job that serves the needs of your family and you, while giving you the opportunity to live your life assignment. This is mature and a responsible thing to do, family. This is mature and a responsible thing to do. And I think that's just absolutely important for us really to understand the importance of that and moving into that. And then Lisa talks about here, and then we'll open it up because I would love to hear what other people have to say in regards to this. But Lisa opens up a little bit more, and she said, what does a breathtaking life assignment actually look like, family? So let's talk about that. She's going to talk about some of the things that she was able to go into, and I'll share that, but I don't want to talk too long. And so I am going to open it up for somebody else to be able to share. If you're on Blog Talk, press 1 so you're in the host queue and we can unmute you. And just share some of your thoughts there on did she give you sharing that with not quitting your job? Does it give you different insight on how to approach your business or even just having a greater spirit of gratitude for your job, looking at it as your silent partner or your investor? How do you all feel about that? Press 1 if you're on Blog Talk Radio. I believe that's the only platform we're using. All right.
Well, Ms. Chastity,
okay.
I just wanted to while we're waiting for anyone to come into the queue, I just wanted to speak to that. Woo-wee, because, wow. That
right?
is definitely a good way of seeing that, to let your job be the what was it, to let your job be your investor in the things that you really want to do. So I wish that I had thought about that when I was working. I mean, I've worked for a lot of years of my life, and I discovered that I had a passion for travel and retreats several years ago. But I never thought about having, you know, my job, you know, like really putting that money aside for the purpose of creating my business.
Come on now.
And I think part of it for me was that the money that I was making was really just paying the bills. I mean, you know, it wasn't a whole lot of extra left over. But I will say that I could have done something. You know, there's always a little something that you could maybe do less of and put that aside. So now that I'm in a new place in my life, having just released my job and looking forward, so I am in that place of, okay, so how do I get started with this new business venture when I have just let go of that investment place that could have been a part of that. So that was just really interesting that you brought that out. And so, you know, I think that's a good thing for the family to hear. And you know, we do sometimes go into our job experiences and we're like, oh my God, I got to go to the job today. Oh my goodness. But when we can look at, hey, I'm going into this place, I'm going to give this service, but out of this service that I'm giving is going to come a support for me to live my dream, to live my ultimate goal, which is whatever it is, and go ahead and plan for that. So I thank you for sharing that. I'm going to have to take another route now, but not necessarily because, because I am, you know, open and receptive to something else that may show up, that will show up. I'm not going to say may because I'm affirming that it will, so that I can plan it again. You know, so I can step into, okay, well, I'm going to use this opportunity to help further the thing that I have a passion for, which is my retreats. So, yeah, so thank you for sharing that.
Yes,
I don't see anyone in the queue at this moment, Ms. Chastity. I don't know, Ms. Jackie, did you have anything that you would like to add to the conversation?
No, well, I just, for the lack of time, I just say real quickly that it really resonated with me in the beginning in the workplace about how the calling, your calling, you know, how it attracts to you. I know when I was working with the handicapped and developmentally disabled children, and they have always been in my life. The seniors has always been in my life. I know as a little girl, you know, they always ask you, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I just said, I always said, I just want to help people. That's all I want to do is help someone. And so I worked in a nursing home. I worked with the developmentally disabled children. Everywhere all of my neighbors, they have been seniors. And I'm like, God, why are you putting me around all of these seniors? Why I got to be around these seniors? But I always was there to help these seniors. When I was working with the developmentally disabled children, a position came up where for management, and because I had been there for so long, they offered me the position. And I said, I do not want that position. But they said, okay, well, since you don't want that position, you're going to train the person that's going to come in for that position. And I said, well, that don't make sense for me to train the person for this position that I don't want. So I just want to take the position, and I made the position to be my position. And so the position was offered to everyone else, but they didn't want it. But because they saw that I took it and I made it work for me, they looked at me with envy, like, who does she think she is? She walk around here now with a clipboard and pen, you know? I'm like, hey, the same position was offered to you, was offered to me. It was offered to you. It's up to you how you want to take your position and do what you do with it. So, I'm just saying, you know, what I said I wanted to do, and it's still showing up for me. The seniors are still showing up for my support. You know, I'm still with the children, you know, working with the children. So it just came to me now. This is my life assignment, is to work with the children and the seniors. I'm complete.
I say, ain't that the truth though? It will draw you. Your gifts and your callings are without repentance, and it will draw you. Whichever way and capacity that is, it's up to us to answer it.
Yes, thank you.
So, thank you, lady, so much for sharing. So moving on to some of the things that Lisa actually talked about here, I thought was pretty awesome, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'm going to just kind of just jump into it. She said, what is a breathtaking life assignment looks like? She went into sharing a little bit more about who she was, but she said, one of the reasons I can speak with such conviction on the subject like this is because I've been privileged to live my life's assignment for more than 20 years. She shared that she started out working in the early 90s. It was a pull in her belly to work with teenagers. Okay, and so with her actually coming from a tough background herself, she was drawn to help people in South Central Los Angeles. As a result of surviving some very dark years of her own as a teenager, she believed that she was able to make an impact on the lives of the other young adults. And so that was some work that she did. She says she worked exclusively with teens for 10 years and lived passionately inside of that assignment. And honestly, the reality is for her, it was just something that called her, you know. She was just always volunteering at teen centers, and it felt good to her. Remember, pay attention, it felt good. That's what she just kind of did. She expanded her reach to serve the high schools, the mentor programs of athletic teams, faith-based programs. And then after that, because people just kept requesting her and asking of her, she had to develop a curriculum. And then she started recruiting corporate sponsors so she could actually implement her teen programs in schools and juvenile justice systems. Okay? So it started out, for me, what I was looking at here is it started out as a feeling, something she just enjoyed doing. Just serving at the church ministry, serving here at the athletic club, just talking to different teens because of the things that she had been through. And she understood what it felt like to be a teen mom and to be depressed and to be going through those different things. And so she just wanted to serve in that capacity to save another kid from suicide. And it turned out that it just continued to draw her, and she went with the pull from her spirit. She followed it. Then she developed a curriculum because more people started asking her to speak. And then after that, she was able to, after she had a curriculum, then she was able to get corporate sponsors. Here's what I'm slowing down to really remind everybody about, because sometimes we have a tendency to put the cart before the horse. A lot of times people start looking at all the fancy smancy stuff and say, oh, I need to get some sponsors. Oh, I need to get this. Baby, go with what feels good and get started in the work. Your gift will make room for you. The Word of God is very clear about that. But somehow we always feel like we need to reinvent it. We need to reinvent something. We need to get corporate sponsors first. We need to do this first. We need to do that first. We need to look like a big, big shot. And that's the part that scares me about us, especially in this generation, being on social media, because everybody wants to look like instant success. But as a person who's been grinding this baby out for years, it ain't no such thing. It's years, and this work is precept upon precept upon precept to get baby going. So don't look at a person who's been in the game for 20 years and think that you're going to put in 5 and you're going to be shining like that. Come on now. So I just really wanted to slow down and really hone in on those things. And then she just talked about some of her acknowledgments that since her program has been going, she was actually able to ensure in her early years of her program that more than 200,000 teens actually graduated from school. More than 2,500 dropouts went back to school, and they went on ahead and graduated. And she prevented more than, she prevented almost 4,000 suicides of teens. So all of those are very staggering numbers. However, the reality is she was known as like the teen mom, the teen lady. That was a label that she was absolutely fine with, she said. And some fairly influential people in her self-development world were inspired to work with her. And then they introduced her to Jack Canfield. You see how that worked? So she was okay with being the teen mom. She didn't try to rebrand herself, recreate herself, look like something she wasn't really ready to be, da-da-da-da-da. She was just excellent in the capacity that she served. And because she was excellent in the capacity that she served, some other people that knew some other people who knew Jack Canfield introduced her. So I'm slowing it down again because I'm a woman who's in the process, and I understand what these things look like, and these are the things that bless me. And it just reminded me just to keep on keeping on and keep on doing what I'm supposed to do. Stop looking to my left. Stop looking to the right, Chastity. Most of the time, most people front anyway. Just keep doing what you're supposed to do. Do what God called me to do. And then at the right time, at the right space and time, everything else lines up. So I just love that. I love that, how she brought that part in. And then she brought up that Jack wanted her to co-author Chicken Soup for the African American Soul. And here's the funny part. Now, I thought this was super funny. She actually turned this man down 5 times, y'all. 5 times. Why? Because she didn't want him to know about her grammar and her speaking skills. She didn't want, like, imagine, this Lisa Nichols. This is like the world-renowned Lisa Nichols, powerhouse Lisa Nichols, badass Lisa Nichols. Excuse me. But, like, that is the reality. Like, this is the coldest woman ever. And she turned down Jack Canfield because of her grammar?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. She was still toiling with that negative, that little minion in her mind that reminded her that she didn't do good in ninth grade English. Are you for real?
Mm-hmm.
You got an opportunity of a lifetime, and you turning it down because of some crazy self-talk. My God, how many things do we self-sabotage every single day, every month, every year because of our own self-talk, our own sabotaging self-talk? Come on now. Come on. We got to do better. We got to do better when that comes up, because we may not meet a Jack Canfield who be relentless to keep saying, Z, I know better. Come on. Come on. Come talk to me. Talk to me. Work with me. Work with me. You may only get that one time. And if you're still playing in your head and still playing small in your head, you'll miss that opportunity. And ain't no telling how much longer it'll be before the universe bring that opportunity back around. But I get it. What's for you is for you. But I'm just saying, as a person who believes in personal responsibility and doing personal development, it's important that we're ready for those opportunities when they come. So when they come, you ain't turning it down 5 times because you're worried about your grammar. My goodness. But anyway, needless to say, that was a breakout time for her. Chicken Soup for the Soul, for the African-American Soul, was released in bookstores. She went on a very aggressive book tour. She organized 27-city tour. Vast majority of the family, she was doing it inside of the author's homes and in local churches. Again, humble beginnings, family. Ain't nobody trying to do it all big and rent out the Phillips Arena down here in Atlanta or whatever the case may be. Everybody always trying to go for the big, trying to look so big. Get your money up. Get your money up first, family. And I can speak passionately to it because this is the arena I play in. We have to stop fronting for everybody else and do what God called us to do. God got you. But don't get so caught up or how it need to look to somebody else called you to do. Be okay with your humble beginnings. It's all good because it's all God. And at the appointed time, and as you perfect your craft, as you perfect how you're speaking, as you're perfecting what you do, at the right time you'll meet the right people. And my God, the stage will really open up for you. So I just love that, and I love how she was able to talk about that. And then she just went on to talking about in 18 months, a documentary filmmaker, Rhonda Byrne, approached her about The Secret. You see how that happened? So she did her humble beginnings, and then now, a year and 6 months later, Rhonda Byrne's reached out to her. But see, it takes time, though. It takes time. This ain't no success overnight. You grinding, you hustling, you doing what you do. You serve it from your heart. And that's what opens up everything else. You can write down a master plan. You can talk that smack. But come on. Let your heart guide you. I know it feels vulnerable. It's supposed to. That's the only way to increase your faith muscle. I'm just telling you from experience because I love you. God got you. I promise he do. He ain't left me. And Lord have mercy, I will be on the verge of tearing the whole city in the midst of it. But real quick before we go, I just wanted to leave one last thing with us because I really wanted to impact you and definitely had an opportunity to go over some of these different things because she laid out all the different nuggets and how she ended up on the Oprah Winfrey Show and the rest of it. But I just really want you to understand that everything starts from a small beginning. You hustle, you stay committed to your grind, you stay committed to your craft of what God called you to do. Keep reinvesting into yourself, into your business. Do what you're supposed to do. Stop all the extra flexing that people want to do all the time, right? We don't need to do that, no matter how grown or how young we are. Stop it. Chill. Stay committed to your grind. Stay committed to your craft. Get better. Get better. Continue to call you in front of the groups of people that needs to see you, period. Now, you will get indicators that you are on the right path. An indicator that you're on the right path, Z, let's talk about it. An indicator that you're on the right path will be having astounding success at things that have nothing to do with your own talent. Oh, my God. Now, this is where I'm going to leave it at, because this almost brought me to tears. My God, my God. And I'm just speaking from me, so just let me speak. Let me speak. Because I can attest to that. Because there's been times, and even now, me doing things, but I had to trust God. I have to trust God. I can't get caught up in what other people think that I'm supposed to do and what it's supposed to look like for nobody else. I'm not willing to continue to fight my spirit for any of y'all, and not even for me. Because if I'm called to do something, I have to do it. And I refuse to live a life of hell to pretend for other people that I don't know. And I won't even know most people's name on my deathbed. But the reality is, to serve from your heart, you'll see the astounding success. And I say that passionately because I understand the doors that open and the doors that I have to walk through, even in my own business. And I'm like, God, why are you asking me to do it? This can't be for me. This got to be somebody else. I just told somebody that a few months ago. This ain't for me to do. I came to help you. I don't really want to do all this. I don't mind helping you, but I don't really want to be the thing. But when God has something for you, it works. At astounding rates, something that I can't ask, think, I couldn't even write big enough on my own vision board to understand it. So oftentimes, Lisa says that I didn't even have the skill set to get through a particular experience, and I must attest to that. Yet, she knew she was on the right path because she would achieve success at an astounding rate. So it really, family, goes down to 100% of intention and have zero concern about the mechanism, all an indicator that you're on the right path. Stay connected to your heart this weekend. Stay connected to your heart. Stay connected to the things that you feel like God is calling you to do, and do those things, family. God will open the door. I understand you don't think you're a good speaker. God didn't ask you about that. He didn't ask you if you was a good speaker. God asked you to go ahead and organize the Bible study. He asked you to go ahead and organize your thoughts so you can get your book out. God told you to go organize what you're supposed to be doing. Do it. Do it. We don't have time for the negative self-talk. When God opens up a platform, trust me, he'll equip you with everything and all the right people. We don't have to pretend. We don't have to flex for nobody else. Stay in your God purpose this weekend. I love each and every one of you. I thank you so much for this opportunity to be able to serve. My name is Chastity A. Wells. I am on every social media platform. I'm your licensed insurance broker for all of your insurance needs, whether it's short-term or long-term disability, short-term disability, life insurance needs. Now is the most important time to make sure our children are being protected. I know we don't like thinking about protecting our children with life insurance because we think I'm talking to you about your child dying. That's the furthest from what we're talking about. What I'm talking about this holiday season is making sure that your child's health is insured for the rest of their life, meaning we're locking in their health right now. So later, if we find out they have diabetes or some rare cancer, they're never denied for access to life insurance, and they're actually able to increase it more and more because you locked it in now. If you're the grandparent, you're the matriarch of the family, call me. I'll get your grandbabies covered. Let's stop walking in excuses. Let's stop asking other people to show up for us in our lives, and you show up in your own life. Call me. I'll help you. 614-230-6600. Again, it's 614-230-6600. Love, Johnny. I love you. Thank you so much for allowing me for this platform to continue to grow and elevate with you all. Namaste.
Namaste, namaste, Miss Chastity A. Wells. Woo, girl, you was preaching up in here today.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Wow. You left us with a lot to think about. Girl, what you say, Miss Jackie? Because I know all I'm saying is, woo.
My heart is full right now. My heart is truly full. Oh, Chastity, thank you so very much for pouring your heart out to us today. You definitely left an impression and impact on me today. Thank you so very much.
Amen and ashe. Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to, real quickly, if you don't mind, Z, I just want to just say a little bit more about what Chastity was speaking about, the life insurance. And this is what Chastity A. Wells does. She helps you to leave a legacy for your family. I have reached out to Chastity for my grandchildren. I live in Maryland, and Chastity was able to support me with that, getting life insurance for my grandchildren. Please, family, reach out to Chastity. Have that conversation with Chastity, because I have learned so much through Chastity about life insurance that I have questions that I've never even thought about asking, you know, and for our community, for our black males, from our children on up, get them covered. You know, the lifestyle that you live, it has a lot to do with how the life insurance that you purchase. That's even if you're able to have the life insurance because of your lifestyle, because of the lifestyle that some of our black men live. You know, they may not be eligible for life insurance. So insurance now, while they are eligible for it, so that they can be covered, so that they can have a legacy to be left behind. You don't want your legacy to be, we got to buy chicken dinners, we got to hold, we got to have these organs, different things so that we can put them in the ground. No, we're not doing that anymore. We don't have to have these chicken dinners. We have it right here. We have access to it right here, right now. Let's get our families covered now so that we are all protected. I've never even thought about having life insurance until I came to the Love Journey, until I listened to Chastity. I just got myself covered for life insurance. I am covered. My family do not have to do anything for me because I am covered. Thanks to Chastity A. Wells, I listened to what she was saying. I allow it to come into my spirit. I allow it to dwell within me. And so now I know that I am leaving that legacy. We can't be small-minded about this. Our life is for real. Our life matters. If your life matters that much, protect it now for later. I love you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
You just made my heart so full. Thank you so much. I thank you so much for just being an open vessel, and I forget about those different things. And oh my gosh, everything that I would have wanted to say, and the things we say in private, I appreciate you saying it in this platform. Many times I hold back because I don't want to step on people's toes, and sometimes people look because of the capacity I serve, like, oh, you say that because you don't understand. No, I do understand. That's why I serve the way that I serve, because I understand how easy it is for you to go from being insurable to uninsurable. And I understand the attack on our community. And that's why I serve so passionately from my heart. It's because I'm tired of people making excuses about the life that you're choosing to live. And if that's how you want to live, then say that. Don't make it seem like it's not an option, because it is. So thank you so much.
No, I thank you, because had you not had the conversation, and you know, I would hear your license insurance. And so I just had to make that call to you, and I am thankful and grateful, because had I not been listening to you, I would have never gotten my life covered. I would have never done it. So I'm thankful and grateful to God for you, Chastity, because my life is saved now. My family don't have to do none of that stuff. Thank, and I'm secure in that. Thank you. My children are covered. Thank you. Thank you very much. I love you.
I love you. Thank you so much.
To God be the glory. You know, every time, you know, you never know what someone is going to do or say that's going to impact your life in such a way. And I just want to thank Ms. Jackie for stepping up and sharing how just, you know, talking to Chastity has impacted her life and also helped her to understand some things about insurance. And Chastity, I will definitely be reaching out to you since I'm not employed anymore to looking into insurance for myself as well. So thank you, beautiful, for sharing your gifts and talents and making a difference in the world. Before we go, there is a caller. I know they've been in the queue for quite some time, being patient. Let's see if this caller is still here. Caller 708-878. Welcome to the Love Journey, Inc. Inspiration Call. Good morning. 708-878. If you are still here, your call is open. And if you're on mute, we cannot hear you. Okay, maybe they had to maybe they had to leave because they were on for quite some time. So it's all good. Thank you, God. So, Chastity, excuse me, I just want to say once again, we appreciate you so much for bringing to us the Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe with Abundance Now by Lisa Nichols. And I know you mentioned another lady that is a part of that experience. Family, this is a powerful book. And if you haven't already received it, it is definitely something to invest in. She gives up some good information, some good tips about how we can live a better life, an abundant life, and living our God-sized dreams. And Chastity, thank you for bringing your spirit and your energy into the space this morning. So I don't think there's anyone else. We'll put it out once again, family, if you would like to come in, speak anything into the space this morning, or just give a love shout to Chastity for being here and sharing this morning. Please press number one to get into the queue. And also want to say it has been a blessing. It has been a gift and a treasure to be here this week with you all. You know, we love Janine so much. And, you know, it's amazing, you know, when it's your gift and your talent and it is yours to do, that God will wake you up early in the morning to faithfully come to serve for going on 10 years. 10 years, Janine has, close to 10 years, Janine has given of herself every single day, starting at 6 a.m. Central Time. And she comes on this line faithfully to serve, to give what God has downloaded into her spirit. And so just the fact that she can go off and take a week off to travel, which she loves to do. She just loves travel. To go someplace, meet some people, and get, I'm telling you, career is not going to be the same because Janine and Ingram left her divine love energy right there. So we are so grateful. We certainly do wish her a wonderful adventure and a wonderful, amazing journey back home. We cannot wait to hear what she and Reverend Mama Joy and Claudia have to share with us about their experience in Korea. I am blessed and happy to have been here. And Jackie, girl, you is the co-hostess with the mostest. Always a pleasure to have you with me side by side.
Yeah.
Doing this thing.
No, thank you so much. It's been a beautiful opportunity. Thank you so very much. I was feeling a handicap phrase when you was, speaking just then about the love journey, been on for 10 years and how career is never going to be the same. And I was just feeling a hand clap praise coming on. I was hearing you pull that button. Yay!
Well, all right. You know, so you're going to make me go up here and get the applause. Where's that applause? Because you know what? We got to give some applause to Janine for her service of love. Okay, all right, here it is for real. Let's clap, family. Woo!
How about a hand clap for the love journey itself? How about a hand clap for each and every one who's been faithfully coming to the call, who's still in the fold for each and every one? Yay, we love you. Thank you. Thank you for all of our guests that you had to come to the call. Yay.
Awesome. Yes, because the love journey would not be here if it weren't for the people who come faithfully every morning to get the message. Because I'm telling you, when you come over here, God got a message for you now. You just never know what it's going to be, but you know, something going to come up out of the mouth of Janine Ingram or maybe one of her guests or Chastity or whoever it may be. It could be just a Reverend Ike, you know, when she's giving us some Reverend Ike, you know, because you always hear something different every time.
Yeah.
You hear him, you know, it's like, oh, I could have heard this 5 times, but I'm hearing something different again. So we're just so grateful to be a part of this journey of love. And it has definitely, again, been my pleasure. So, Miss Jackie, we are going to leave out in just a few minutes. You know, this is the spirit of the holiday season.
Yeah.
And, oh, my gosh, next week, family, next Thursday, we will be celebrating Thanksgiving Day. And I know yesterday we talked about every day is a day of Thanksgiving. But this is the official day that this society has deemed a day of Thanksgiving. So, I want to say I just wish you all an amazing, awesome, beautiful holiday experience, holy days where you just really share love, be loved this holiday. You know, we've had so many things happening in our world, and so we just want to pour more love into ourselves, into our families. Yes, we're going to get together. We're going to share some food. But most of all, we're going to share some beautiful memories with loved ones who you never know may be here next year or not. So just love up on each other. Give the gift of love. Maybe do something out of the ordinary. Like a couple years ago, Janine went out and her and Nicole went out and fed the homeless. So maybe Chassie was talking earlier about, you know, just doing something like Nisa did with working with the young people. So maybe it's taking something and doing something out of the ordinary to be of service to another, not just sitting down putting our feet under the table to eat. Maybe God is calling us to do something to serve someone else. So with that, I'm going to say I love you all. Be blessed. Have an awesome, amazing weekend and life. And Jackie, you have anything? Oh, I know you want to close us out, my beautiful queen. And I love you so much.
Yes. Thank you. I just like to say I am thankful and I am grateful for everyone. I am thankful and grateful for the opportunity that I've been here this week. And I'm thankful and grateful for the Thanksgiving Day that we all sit together and feast together in love and in unity. I am thankful for life. I'm thankful for my life. And I'm thankful for each and everyone's life. And And if there's a loved one who is not here to celebrate with you, remember you have the memories in your heart, and have that memory with you as you sit at the table and have a memory of that person who is no longer there. And just allow your heart to be in a joyous state of remembrance of good love and good time that you share with your loved one, because that's what I'm doing with my dad. So I am thankful and I'm grateful. And with that, family, just remember that your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love, because love is the only choice. And family, we're not going to just dream our God-sized dreams. We're going to live our God-sized dreams. Be blessed in your day. May it be filled with the love and the joy that God has given each and every one of us. I love you. Peace and blessings.
Thank you. beautiful day. It's gonna be a beautiful night. Break out the champagne. Everybody get a glass. Let's start it off sexy. What do you say? And all the ladies say. And all the ladies say. I think I like that. And all the ladies say. Welcome to the champagne life. Where trouble is a bubble in a champagne glass. Dreams and reality are one and the same. And we gonna do it like this.
Got an addiction for life in this baby. Like every day is my birthday. Know when I'm getting. Can reserve the time. Not that for I'm sitting. Me and my friends in about 6 minutes independence. And my attitude so chill and so crazy. And my designer suits I make them so
Bring it back.
Oh, hey. That is all about this. Bath time.